Hello there, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And yes, I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. Now, yesterday, we started a lesson called Grace Huang. We learned that Grace Huang is a very talented actress who has the ability to become each character that she plays. We also learned that Grace never wanted a job in which she would be doing the same thing over and over and over again. She would find that type of job very monotonous. Well, today we get to continue this lesson. And here is a question I want you to think about. What does Huang work hard to do? What does Huang work hard to do? And why did Huang study ballet for 2 months? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go answer these questions. Come with me.
Grace Huang. Huang doesn't think of acting as pretending to be someone else. Rather, she considers it an opportunity to become someone else. To do that, she works hard to understand the character's thoughts and feelings. For her short film, Blood Traffic, Huang wrote a diary from her character's perspective. This helped her figure out how the character would react to the events in the plot. All that extra work paid off. Huang won a Best Actress Award for that part at the 2011 Holly Shorts Film Festival.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 perspective 这个名词 S-P-E-C-T 这个字根有看的意思，所以 perspective 是指角度、观点或者是看法。如果要说明针对哪件事情的看法，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 The trip to Africa gave Sam a new perspective on life， 这趟非洲之旅让 Sam 对生命有了新的看法。如果要说明是从谁的角度来看事情的话，是用 from 这个介系词。例如 If you look at the conflict from the other person's perspective， you'll be more objective。如果你用对方的角度来看冲突的话，你就会比较客观。接下来我们看 plot 这个名词， plot 是指戏剧或小说中的情节。例如 The movie's plot is too complicated for ordinary viewers to understand， 这部电影的情节太复杂了，一般观众难以理解。或者是 The novel's plot is so predictable that I stopped reading after the second chapter，这部小说的情节太容易预料，我第二章之后就没有再读下去了。Plot 也可以指阴谋，例如 The plot to assassinate the president was discovered by the FBI， 暗杀总统的阴谋被联邦调查局给发现了。
It's kind of fun. I mean, if you're an actress or an actor, that means that you have to sometimes try to understand something from someone else's perspective. Isn't there a phrase for that when you try to...
Gabe, I think you're thinking of the phrase to put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yes, to put yourself in someone else's shoes. So, Rebecca, is it important to put yourself in someone else's shoes?
Is it important?
Yeah, or when? When is it important to put yourself in someone else's shoes?
Ooh, that is a very good question. I do think that, well, as an actor or an actress, and if you're trying to be somebody else, you very much should try to put yourself in someone else's shoes, right?
Well, yeah. So when you're acting in a movie or on stage, this is a good time to put yourself in someone's shoes. What about when you're in a conversation or argument with someone? Do you ever try to put yourself in the other person's shoes?
Yes, when you're trying to understand the other person.
Uh-huh.
Or if someone comes up to you and they're sharing with you about what happened, maybe they had a rough day, or maybe things aren't going the way that they wanted them to go, or they're, you know, bad things are happening, right? Mm-hmm. and you're trying to understand them, you should try to put yourself in the other person's shoes
and
understand them.
And if you are that person, you feel like people don't understand you, you're talking with somebody, but they just won't understand, you can use this phrase. Please, just put yourself in my shoes for a moment. Try to see how I feel.
And here we see Huang doesn't think of acting as pretending to be someone else. I would say, Gabe, that Huang does a really good job at putting herself in other people's shoes, the people that she's actually trying to bring to life on stage.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what you have to do if you are an actor. At least in some way, you're trying to imagine what you would do if you were that person. There's always that magic if. What would you do if you were this person?
So rather, she, referring to Grace Huang, considers it an opportunity to become someone else. So when she's acting, she considers this an opportunity to put herself in someone else's shoes. To do that, she works hard to understand the character's thoughts and feelings. For her short film, Blood Traffic, Huang wrote a diary from her character's perspective. So rather than writing from her own perspective, it was her character's perspective.
That is interesting. So on screen or off, she was always trying to be this character. She really did become this character. So you see this phrase, from one's perspective. That is from the way that this person would see things.
That's right. And of course, there are different ways that you can use this phrase. For example, have you ever seen the movie Diaries of Anne Frank or read the book?
Oh, The Diary of Anne Frank?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
I had to read that book, yes, when I was in high school.
Well, this is a book, and it took place during World War II, and it was written from a young girl's perspective when she was in hiding.
Yes, it's true. And this was a true story, of course. It's her real diary, The Diary of Anne Frank. So this is from her perspective. You know, another way to use this phrase, I went to judge a speech contest once. I forget if it was junior high or high school. And they had to look at a picture. They had 2 minutes to think of a speech based on that picture. Now, the picture, all it had was a pair of shoes on the sidewalk. And most people, they shared a speech about, okay, these shoes, how they got here, and blah, blah, blah. But one kid, I remember, he shared the story from the shoes perspective. He pretended he was that pair of shoes. And I think that was the best speech.
Wow. Well, I hope he got a good award.
I think he probably got first or second place from what I remember. So it's good to think outside of the box when you're preparing for a speech of some kind.
Okay, well, back to Grace Huang.
Yes.
We saw that she wrote a diary from her character's perspective when she was in the short film Blood Traffic. This helped her figure out how the character would react to the events in the plot. All that extra work paid off. Now let's look at those words, to pay off. If something pays off, that means that it was very successful. So you've worked really hard, and your hard work paid off.
So how can something pay off? Well, if your business or company works hard to prepare for an event, maybe after the event they got a lot more money because of the event.
Hmm.
So the event, or the hard work, paid off. Maybe for Grace Huang, it's not just about money, it's also about recognition. So she worked hard on this role, and the hard work paid off. Now more people know about her.
And of course, our lesson also says that Huang won a Best Actress Award for that part at the 2011 Holly Shorts Film Festival. Her hard work paid off.
Well, we do have more to learn about Grace Huang, but right now it's time for
The Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. What would you do if you had a little money saved up? Jack, what would you do?
I would buy a new bike.
Ken, since you asked me what I would do with a little money, why don't we talk about the difference between a little money and little money?
Okay, if I have a little money saved up, I'm happy with how much money I have. But if I say I have little money saved, I'm saying I barely have any money, and I'm not happy with how much money I have.
Notice the difference. It's in the attitude. In fact, little money and a little money could even be exactly the same amount of money. The difference is little has a negative connotation, and a little has a much more positive connotation.
While we're on the subject, why don't we talk about the difference between few and a few?
Which is very similar. If you say, I met a few people at the party, it's positive. It implies you're happy about the number of people you met. But if you say, I met few people at the party, it's negative. It implies you would like to have met more people.
Little 跟 a little 要分清楚。A little 是有一点，这是带着正面的含义。Little 表示几乎一点也没有，这是带着负面的含义。如果说 he received little education， 是说他没读过什么书。加一个冠词 he received a little education， 是说他读过一点书，上过小学。再举一个例子， I have a little money， 表示我有一点钱。但是 I have little money 是说我没什么钱，我的钱根本不够，有等于没有，这是相当负面的含义。 Few 跟 a few 也有同样的差别。 A few friends came to see him， 有几位朋友来看他，他心里很开心。但如果改成 few friends came to see him， 变成简直没什么朋友来看他，他很失望。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
On the air. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So I have a question for you. How would you like to be an actor or an actress, just like Grace Huang?Do you think that you would enjoy pretending to be someone else? Or would you have Grace Huang's mindset and see it as an opportunity to become somebody else? Well, friends, we have more to learn about Grace Huang, so what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our next reading.
Grace Huang.Huang also rises to the physical challenges involved in filming. In The Man with the Iron Fists, she did many of her own stunts. This included hanging upside down while she was fighting. Huang also trained for 2 months to learn ballet for the movie Lost for Words. Whatever role she plays, Grace Huang puts all of herself into it.And she will likely continue learning skills and becoming new characters for years to come.
Okay, 继续我们看 stunt. 这个名词 stunt 是指电影中的特技动作。例如 Jackie Chan is famous for doing his own stunts in movies.成龙以亲自表演电影中的特技动作而闻名，或者是 The action movie is full of stunts and scenes with explosions. 这部动作片充满了特技和爆破场面。如果是特技演员的话，就是在字尾加上 man 变成 stuntman。例如 ，The stuntman was injured while doing a motorcycle stunt. 这位特技演员在演出摩托车的特技动作时受了伤。所以我们看的是 upside down 这个副词。upside down 是指上下颠倒地。例如 ,the pilot flew the plane upside down. 这位飞行员把飞机颠倒过来飞。或者是 the painting was hung upside down, but nobody noticed. 这幅画被倒过来挂了，但是没有人发现。upside down, 中间如果加上连接号就变成形容词。例如 ,an upside down cake, 是指反转蛋糕。或者是 an upside down house, 上下颠倒的房子。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's learn more about Grace Huang here. Huang also rises to the physical challenges involved in filming. So, in filming, there are not just emotional challenges. It's not just about becoming another character and understanding that person and putting yourself in their shoes. There are also physical challenges as well. And Grace Huang rises to those challenges. What does that mean?
As you rise to the challenge, this just means that you show that you can deal with a difficult situation successfully. You know, you can also use the phrase to rise to the occasion.
But is every occasion a challenge?
Not necessarily. I guess I wouldn't say that every challenge is necessarily an occasion, but it has a similar meaning.
Yeah, to rise to the occasion or to rise to the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an occasion or an opportunity for you to do something, there are probably challenges involved. Are you going to rise to the challenge? Or are you going to ignore it? Maybe you say, oh, that's for somebody else to do. They can rise to the challenge, but not me. Friends, I think it's a good idea to rise to the challenges that you have in life.
And that's exactly what Grace Huang would recommend as well. I think she would anyways. Well, in The Man with the Iron Fists, she did many of her own stunts. This included hanging upside down while fighting. She definitely did rise to the challenge. I could not imagine myself doing these stunts, hanging upside down while fighting.
Yeah, that sounds kind of fun, though. I'm trying to imagine you doing that, Rebecca, hanging upside down and trying. Oh, hanging upside down for you, it would be hanging upside down while river dancing. With your feet
yes.
tap dancing on the ceiling.
Impossible, cool. Impossible. It wouldn't happen.
Rebecca, that's because you're not willing to rise to the challenge.
I'm not sure I'm willing to rise to that challenge.
Oh, okay. Well, let's continue about Grace Huang here. Huang also trained for 2 months to learn ballet for the movie Lost for Words. Did you ever learn ballet, Rebecca?
I never learned ballet. I did Irish dancing, and several of the girls in my class did ballet. Dave, are you a ballerina? Have you done ballet?
I'm a ballerina.
You're a ballerina.
No. Sometimes I am at a loss for words. Friends, this is the show. It's called Lost for Words, but actually it kind of reminds us of a phrase, to be at a loss for words. Are you ever lost for words, Rebecca, or at a loss for words?
So you mean... Rebecca,
you're at a loss for words right now.
Right now? Yes, I'm at a loss for words.
You don't know what to say.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this phrase means. If you're at a loss for words,
you are definitely at a loss for words too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think we should continue on with the sentence. Continue on with our lesson.
Okay. Well, sometimes people are at a loss for words because maybe they see something that's too amazing to put into words. They're speechless. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words when somebody is mad at me and they tell me something I did wrong, but I'm not ready to apologize yet. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, Gabe, sometimes when you're at a loss for words, it's best just not to say anything at all.
I think you're right about that.
And
sometimes.
On mm-hmm. that note, we are now going to continue on with our lesson. Whatever role she plays, Grace Huang puts all of herself into it. And if you put all of yourself into something, well, it's similar to putting your heart into something.
Yeah, to put your heart into something, to put your whole self into something. And I think that whatever you do, whatever you commit to doing, if you've decided you're going to do it, don't just put half of your energy into it. You should put your whole heart into that thing. And I like this encouragement from the Bible. We should put our heart into something as if we're doing it for God. Now, He's done amazing things for us. And so that's a great motivation for us when we're doing anything. That'll help us to put our heart into something.
That's right. And we read here, she will likely continue learning skills and becoming new characters for years to come. So let's look at that phrase, for years to come. This just means that in the following years, for many more years, Grace will most likely continue acting, putting her heart into everything that she does.
And we hope that you continue to learn with us at Studio Classroom for years to come. Right now it is time for a review skit.
What's wrong? My friend asked me if I could act in a video that he is working on. I told him that I'd try to help him, but I've never acted before. What should I do?
Use this as an opportunity to learn. You can start by studying professional actors and actresses and noting how they prepare for certain roles.
That's a good idea, but, like, who?
Oh, like Grace Huang.
Grace Huang? Who is she? Is she good?
Yes, she's an excellent Australian actress. But she was born in Taiwan, so she speaks Cantonese, Mandarin, and English. One of her English language movies is The Man with the Iron Fist.
Oh, was that set in China?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah, I know that movie. The plot was really good.
Yeah, it is. And Grace Huang was the star in that film. She even did a lot of her own stunts, like hanging upside down while fighting.
Wow, she has a multiple set of skills. She must be an excellent actress.
She is. She also starred in the film Blood Traffic, and she won a Best Actress Award at the 2011 Holly Shorts Film Festival.
Wow, I definitely have to learn her secret. How does she prepare for her roles?
Well, for Blood Traffic, she wrote a diary in her character's perspective, and that helped her figure out how her character would react to the events in the plot.
That makes sense. I will start doing that too. Who knows? Maybe I can get an award for acting in my friend's film.
Well, friends, I have learned from Grace to put my heart into everything that I do.
And that's a great thing to remember. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.